The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In those days when there again was a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned the disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance." His disciples answered him, "Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They replied, 7. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then, taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He said the blessing over them and ordered them distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets. There were about 4,000 people. He dismissed the crowd and got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmanutha. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In today's gospel, we see Christ feeding the hungry multitudes. And he does this kind of often in the gospels, but indeed, he still does this today here. It's not just some pious understanding of the church when we say that we are the body of Christ, because we are very literally Christ's hands and feet in the world. We are his hands that give food to the needy. We are his feet that carry the gospel to the ends of the world. But there's another aspect of this that I'd like to bring to our attention. And it's the fact that we too need to be fed by Christ. We too have to be nourished by our Lord. We need his food. We need the Eucharist. We need Holy Scripture. If we are to do any good in the world, we need Christ in us. We need to listen to his words in Holy Scripture. We need to partake of his Holy Communion offered up each day. We need this nourishment for body and soul if we're to have the strength to do what he asks. There are many times when people like to work, do all these good things for our Lord to the neglect of their own soul. They don't pause and pray. They don't pause and reflect on our Lord's messages. They don't take time for themselves. They spend too much time being Martha and no time being Mary. That's something that, I mean, obviously, it's good to do both, but we can't neglect one or the other. If we want to be his hands and feet in the world, we also have to take time to be able to receive him, because an empty cup has nothing to give. Because without him, without that nourishment, if we try to do any good work, just like it says in the gospel today, we will collapse. My brothers and sisters, Christ saw the need to feed the hungry crowds in the gospel today. And if he could miraculously feed the 4,000 physically, how much more is he able to feed us spiritually? And not just the bare minimum, but in abundance.